Well, hello and welcome to this week's Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. Hope you're well. Hope you have had a great weekend. I've got to say, it's certainly been another very hot one, and I've certainly felt it myself. Last night being Saturday night, I have to admit I was rather unwell. Too much sun, too much heat. And that is despite only really going into the allotment and the garden in the mornings to escape the worst of it. And even that, my time was limited to what I spent in the garden. Just goes to show how powerful the sun can really be at this time of year, and just how careful we need to be when we venture out. Anyway, let me take you through what's been happening here this weekend. Now, Thursday night, I recorded the Thursday Night Supporters Club podcast in advance, and that's because I was heading up to Suffolk to go to the Food Museum. Now, I wasn't there to see the Food Museum. I was there for a book release, but I've got to say, the Food Museum, I've got to go back and visit. It was a really fascinating place, somewhere I really want to go back to. Had some lovely vegetable gardens set on 84 acres, and of course, it lines in with everything I do. So I'm definitely going to have to visit that again. But I was actually there for my friend Aid book release. And Aid, sometimes you will hear on the podcast, he's often running shows or stages at some of the shows I go to. And I'm really pleased that he has brought a book out. Now, I will share with you more details on that in the future. But all I'm going to say, it's a kid's book, but I really do like Aid's attitude. So I'm looking forward to reading that, and I'll tell you more about that in the future. Now, Friday and Saturday, I did go to the allotment in the morning, actually this morning, Sunday morning as well. And the focus was very much on watering and mulching, the two big jobs to do in this heat. Now, luckily where I've mulched, the watering isn't taking too much over, so it's sort of working together. But at the same time, we do need a bit of water in the soil. I've harvested my first early potatoes and the overwintered onions, but these, I've got to say, have not been a great harvest. I do think it's going to be one of those years where harvests are just going to be poor due to the weather, heat, dry spells. It just all adds up, and I think farmers are going to struggle as well. Back at home, now at home, I went out into the garden in short bursts, and basically I'll just go out for a few minutes and then head back indoors. And I did things like putting up lots of plants just to give them a bit more room and free up some space in the shed. Did a bit of weeding, which of course is a necessary thing, and pulled out some compost to add as mulch. I pruned and thinned my grapevine. This wasn't an easy task to do, let me tell you, but I pruned and thinned it, and it certainly looks better for it, and hopefully it's going to go on and give us some good grapes. Now, I also planted a Bramley apple tree. Now, this apple tree I actually grew from seed, and it's been in a pot since I've grown it from seed for a few years now. My plan is I've put it in the ground, and I'm going to turn it into a step-over apple tree. Now, this might be the wrong type of tree for that. Time will tell, but I'm going to give it a try and just see what happens. Now, step-over is literally one that runs horizontally to the ground, so I've got this running alongside the top of one of my garden beds. We'll have to prune it, we'll have to look after it. It is a partial tip bearing, so it might produce okay, but we'll find out. It might get a bit too big for this, but the idea being it's just growing a bit more food in whatever space I have, and hopefully it's going to add a bit more of a decorative thing to the garden as well. Now, added to that, I've also set up another water butt. And this is in order just to catch a bit more water from the greenhouse when it finally rains. I don't really catch water from the greenhouse in the past, but all my sheds and everything else do have areas where we catch rain. This was the last place, and I've just set that up to try and catch a bit more rain whenever it finally does rain. Now, one of the things I wanted to do this weekend was get an IBC container, but I managed to get that. Still on the list. I really want to get it in the garden so that we just then can try and capture more water. An IBC container, industrial bulk container, is one of the big, big containers. They hold about 1,000 litres. I want to get that and see if we can try and use it to capture more water. More on that when it happens. Now, this brings me on to the seed that we have sown today. And today has been the corn salad, also known as lamb's lettuce. Now, this is a brilliant summer autumn salad crop that really copes well with the heat and dry spells, but it also can be grown right through the winter. It does well in the cold as well. So it's a good plant to grow. Now, corn salad, it really grows well in partial shade, and that's really where we want to grow in this weather. To sow it, I'm actually sowing this direct, a bit like carrots the other day, and all we're going to do is just lightly rake the soil just to make sure it's broken up. Corn salad doesn't really need rich soil. It's very forgiving. It just needs a bit of a good soaking when it is sown. Sow the seeds thinly across the surface in shallow deals, about 1 centimetre deep, and then just cover lightly with a dusting of soil, and then keep wet. Now, you've got to keep the soil moist until germination. That is very, very important. And then once they are up, we need to thin those seedlings out to about 10 centimetres apart for full heads. Now, you can actually leave them closer together if you want to use them as cut and come again salads, but I like to use them as full heads. Now, harvesting corn salad. So, like I said, if you leave them to grow densely, if you leave them a bit closer together, you just snip off the outer leaves and let the centre regrow. And you pick them when they are young. But if you want full heads, you harvest the whole plant when it forms a small rosette. And I have to say, it's best to pick these in the morning just because they seem to be a little bit crispier. But once you've harvested, it does keep well in the fridge for a bit longer than most other salad leaves, so it makes it a worthwhile thing to grow and make the most of. So it's also worth growing this sowing these every couple of weeks right through the summer. Now, finally, something that I like to do each week, just give you something to think about and something that you could share with me your answers. And this week's question is, what's one small change you can make in your garden that will make life easier in this heat? Now, this could be adding mulch, moving pots into shade, setting up water butts, planting something more drought tolerant, or simply changing when you garden. Send me an email and let me know what your thoughts are. I love hearing how you're going to adapt your gardens to this weather. For me, it's all about trying to capture and store as much water as we possibly can. I'm quite lucky. We have done quite well with the amount of water that we store, but we have got water butts everywhere, and I'm just trying to streamline everything. That's why I want an IBC container, just to add that option to hold more water. So that's one of the big changes that I'm going to be making. But what changes are you thinking about making to make it easier on yourself? Well, that is it for this week's Supporters Club. Thank you as always. Your support always means the world to me. I do hope you're staying cool and staying hydrated and also enjoying your garden in the early mornings, late evenings, etc., etc. Well, I'm going to get out of here. So until next time, please take care.